You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Saturday, July 30th. Carnival Cruise Line is following Royal Caribbean Group's lead as it has also adjusted its pre-cruise testing requirements on sailings from the U.S. Effective Thursday, August 4th, fully vaccinated Carnival Cruise Line guests will no longer need to present a negative test prior to sailings on voyages 5 nights or shorter. On cruises 6 nights or longer, tests may be taken within 3 days prior to departure. In addition, unvaccinated guests will need to take an antigen test within 3 days of embarkation, but no longer have to take another test when arriving at the terminal. As a reminder, unvaccinated guests can sail on most every cruise line as long as they receive a proper exemption before sailing. The recent changes have stemmed from relaxed measures from the CDC and staying aligned with other travel sectors. And Norwegian Cruise Line's first Prima-class ship was delivered on Friday at Fincantieri Shipyard in Italy. Norwegian Prima is the first of 6 Prima-class vessels and is set to debut next month. The ship features a 10-story slide, 2 infinity pools, a 3-story racetrack, and a buffet concept called Indulge Food Hall. The other Prima-class ships are expected to be delivered through 2027, with the next one, Norwegian Viva, debuting in mid-23. And finally, Royal Caribbean is claiming that a new set of maritime rules is forcing some changes on a handful of its ships. Brilliance of the Seas will now be swapped with Enchantment of the Seas for the 2023 season. This will also impact Voyager of the Seas, whose itinerary is now being replaced by Adventure of the Seas. A note to book guests says that the International Maritime Organization recently shared new speed regulations, which we must adhere to. And as a result, we've repositioned some of our ships for our upcoming 23-24 season. If you're booked on one of these 4 ships, Z-Line will contact you with options, including a full refund. The new maritime speed limit regulation set by the IMO is designed to offset emissions by having ships calculate its annual carbon intensity and set speeds based on its carbon footprint. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 0.5%, 9.04. Royal Caribbean up 3%, 38.88. And Norwegian up 0.25%, 12.14. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Layton, Utah, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.